All right, I think we can go with that. Let's get the ball rolling. I ain't got all night. Sadly, I gotta go strike. Oh, God, it's gonna be a long night. I'm not looking forward to this. Obama, Messiah. Obama is Messiah for 4 more years. This could have been an edition of Cult of Personality, but I wanted to do this as stating the obvious, because while I am, of course, going to talk about Hussein Obama, the 44th King of the United States of America, and I'm going to talk about the election, and I'm going to talk about the Cult of Personality, I'm going to need a little bit more time than I have on Cult of Personality, and I don't want to make a two-parter, but I do want to get some stuff out there. I'm going to need to talk about, yeah, all the surprises. Here's a shock. In the election, Obama won. How many people are surprised by this? If you are surprised by this, you're a moron. Anybody who was surprised that Obama won the election is an idiot. You were wrong. I am right. That's how it is. What? I know. I didn't do the normal standard intro. Would you let me do this podcast? You can shush in there, woman. Shush, okay? Why? Because I am the great one himself, and this is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfucking statists all over the goddamn big round planet Earth. Not just statists, but also liberal Democrats, Greens, conservatives, constitutionalists. What are those other communists? You're all communists. That's hilarious. People who, if you're a statist, you're a communist. It doesn't matter if you're a left-wing statist or a right-wing statist. It kills me when I hear a communist talking about other people and calling them communists. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The Rock says this. You're all a bunch of goddamn jabronis. All right? Yeah, now we're spiking out. Okay, since we cranked up the preamp, tell you what, I'll try to back off the microphone a little bit. This is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. We are on the internet at cynlibsoc.com. I am the great one himself. I am right. I am always right. I have always been right. If you don't like it, you can go fuck yourself. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. She is a Republican. She is mourning Mitt Romney's lost, Romney, whatever his name is. She's mourning that he got his ass kicked by Obama. I told her this was going to happen. I told all of you this was going to happen. I fucking told you people Obama was going to win. I don't know why anybody is surprised by this. I really don't. What the hell? Is my microphone sliding down? Or is it an optical illusion? Hang on. I am adjusting the microphone. All right, maybe that's it now. I swear to God, I can't win for losing here. What else did I say? Oh, yes, if you want to send me some hate mail, or if you want to send Randy some hate mail, or if you are a physically attractive person of either gender and you want to send us naked photos of yourself or of other physically attractive people of either gender, we're totally down with that. You can send all of that to God. That's dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com. Today is the 10th of November. In 2012, the year of our Lord, Hussein Obama, he is the King of the United States for another 4 years, thanks to the wonderful wonders of democracy. So let's talk about democracy. Let's talk about the presidential election. Those of you out there listening who are anarcho-capitalist are wondering why the hell am I wasting time on this. The reason is because I think it's amusing. I think it's hilarious. All these people who get wrapped up in these elections and they act like this shit makes a difference. So I have some notes here. I'm going to do another podcast about the Colorado marijuana amendment. That's a whole different thing. So let me just blow through these notes. These are in no particular order. Jotted them down. Of course, Mitzi lost, as I predicted he was going to lose. And almost immediately, the excuses were being made. If you get on, I got on Facebook right now, a few minutes ago, that is, just to, I had to do some other stuff. I was stalking some cute girl. And I was checking it out, looked at my homepage, and of course there's already crap flowing on Facebook about the voter fraud. Voter fraud. Okay, people, voting is a fraud. Of course there was voter fraud in this election. There is voter fraud in every election, especially in presidential elections. Okay, Mitzi did not lose because of voter fraud. Okay, get over it. And by the way, I'm going to tell you why Mitzi lost. Okay, we're coming to that. Mitzi did not lose because of voter fraud. All right, Mitzi did not lose because of Ron Paul. I saw some other stuff on there from some Ron Paul person. See, look, these, and there are some statistics and highlighted whatever. I didn't look at them because they don't matter. But the gist of this person's post was, look, if they wouldn't have pissed us off, us Ron Paul Liberty voters, we would have voted and we would have won the election. And it's because the Republicans pissed on us at the convention. That's why Mitzi lost. No, that's not why Mitzi lost. Now, let's take a brief moment. Let's talk about Ron Paul. Let me go ahead and get this out of the way while I'm thinking about it, while Ron Paul is on the brain. Could Ron Paul have won this election? Because that's already out there too. Well, if Ron Paul would have run, on the Republicans would have won. Okay, for those of you out there who are saying if Ron Paul would have been the Republican nominee, then Obama would have lost. No. Here's why. Well, there's two whys, so other why will come up later. Here's the main why. The main why Ron Paul would not have won is, yes, his Ron Paul supporters would have voted for him, but the neocons and the bulk of the Republican Party would have not voted for him. They would have actively opposed him because the neocons and the Republican Party, in case you hadn't noticed this, during the Republican National Convention, when people who support Ron Paul basically got bent over a barrel and fucked up the ass with a giant dildo and no lubrication, in case you dumb motherfuckers didn't notice this, the Republican Party doesn't want you, okay? That's why you are the pseudo-libertarians that I talked about in an earlier podcast. And you know what? The liberty movement doesn't want you either. The neocons don't want you because you're too liberal for them. And you're not statist enough for them. And we in the liberty movement, we don't want you because you're too statist for us. Okay? You're this small group. I know that you think you're the movement of the future, the Ron Paul revolution and all this other stuff. I have bad, bad news for you. You are a very small group and you are not wanted by anybody other than yourself. So now that Ron Paul is most likely going to vanish off the political scene, you know, I think, I heard this rumor, I don't spend enough time on the internet to confirm this kind of stuff, but I heard a rumor that Ron Paul is not going to be running for political office ever again. I don't know if he said that or if that's just what people are saying, whatever. Okay, so I'm admitting ignorance on this. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. But okay, Ron Paul, it's over. It's over. Rand Paul is not taking up the cause. Rand Paul is a statist. We can see that from his actions. Okay, so Ron Paul supporters, had Ron Paul been the Republican nominee for president of the United States, he would not have won. If you believe that, you're stupid. The other reason he isn't going to win is the one I'm going to explain when I get to the point of explaining why Obama won this election. Okay, so whatever excuses you're seeing out there about Mitzi, about blaming it on libertarians, blaming it on Ron Paul, blaming it on voter fraud, you know, whatever. No, wrong. Let's see, did that? I'm looking at my notes. I did that, yes. All right. Also, I do want to mention that liberals are all about compassion and understanding and all this other shit. I do want to mention that the day after the election, as I was walking over to the hair salon to make myself an appointment to get my gorgeous locks cut by my hairstylist, that and hang out at the salon, drink coffee, and flirt with beautiful women, I walked past what was the Mitzi campaign headquarters. And it was great to see that some fucking liberal Democrat had taken spray paint and spray painted graffiti on the glass windows of this headquarters. Keeping in mind that this headquarters was not owned by the Mitzi campaign, it was rented by them. So it's not like it was, you know, I mean, it's one thing you hate Republicans who support Mitzi, so you go deface their property. But this person was defacing property not owned by the Republicans who support Mitzi, but simply rented by the Republicans who support Mitzi. So, I mean, just for those of you out there who are, oh, we're liberals, we care so much, and we're compassionate, and we blah, blah, blah. Right, what you believe in is defacing other people's property as a part of the presidential elections and the democracy that you think is so fucking wonderful. I thought that was pretty fucking low. But then again, I mean, that's what you have to expect from a statist. Because remember, statists are people who believe that their Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, the Messiah, he who was born without birth certificate, the first affirmative action president, and the second coming of Jesus Christ, these are people who believe that it's okay for him to murder people in foreign countries with flying robots just as long as they get health care insurance. So these are obviously unintelligent people and very selfish people. These are people filled with hate. And as I've said before, you can't be a statist and not be filled with hatred. I mean, the hatred is what makes people into statist. If you don't have hatred for other people, then you can easily, openly, freely embrace the non-aggression principle and embrace the concept of property rights. And you're free of the state. You're not a statist anymore. Now, maybe you're saying, well, that's a great one. You claim to embrace non-aggression principle and to embrace property rights, and you claim that you're anarcho-capitalist, and yet you're always talking about how much you hate statist and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so yeah, I do hate statist. But as I am going to put forth in an upcoming episode of Stating the Obvious, once I've got all this lined out and ready to roll, statist, I don't know if I even want to give this away because this is going to piss people off. All right, I'm going to do it. Statist and anarcho-capitalist are not the same species. Statists, due to the fact that they are statists, do not have morals, and they cannot respect morals. And therefore, since they cannot respect, I shouldn't maybe say respect morals. Statists cannot respect the rights of others. This is a better way to put it. Again, this is obvious because statism is based on violating other people's rights. Okay, in order to have rights, and this is all the stuff that I will be laying out when this podcast comes. This is the short version. In order to have rights, you must be capable of respecting rights. Since statists don't respect rights, they can't have rights. They are, in a sense, a separate kind of biological being from what we will call people, humans, statists. So anyway, there's a lot of messed up terminology in there. Here's the short version. Hating a statist is not the same thing as hating another anarcho-capitalist, because an anarcho-capitalist can respect property rights and non-aggression. A statist can't. Statists are essentially a separate species, and as I will put forth, it's okay to have hatred for them. It's not okay to necessarily act on that hatred, but now I'm way off topic, and Randy is flagging me and giving me the finger and telling me to focus. So, I'm going to get back on this. Well, next, that's coming up. That's a little teaser. That should piss off a lot of people. Let's see. Did graffiti? Did the conservatives? What did conservatives, really? What did you expect? Okay, look. As Joseph Biden, our vice president, said, you know, Obama is a good-looking, articulate black man, the first one ever, you know, whatever exactly that quote was. And you guys found this, you know, white-bred old guy who does actually, you have to admit, Mitzi does rather resemble a pedophile. He does look like somebody who would fuck an 8-year-old boy up the ass. Okay, and this is what you conservatives came up with to run against Obama. I don't know why you're surprised. You're lost. As Ben Stone over Bad Quaker says, his point was that the Republicans never intended to win the election, you know, and Mitzi was just what they threw up there, and he's got a lot of good points on that. I think there's a lot of truth to that. Anyways, all right, so I got some collegian stuff coming up. Let me check my notes one more time, because I think, all right, democracy. That was a brief moment of silence for democracy. Actually, that was me getting a drink of water. Democracy. Ah, yes, democracy. If you remember a few podcasts ago, we talked about democracy. I talked about the fact that Hussein Obama, your Lord and Savior, was elected in his previous election by 22% of the population. 22% of the population chose that cocksucker to be the person from, oh yes, and then all these women who are running around talking about how, oh, my uterus is safe because Obama got reelected. See, this is why, here, alert, you're alert, alert, warning, danger, Will Robinson, danger, 51% of the population is about to be pissed off, danger, danger, Will Robinson. This is why women are not equal. This is why you women are not equal to men, and you never will be. Because you need permission from a man, the President of the United States, to control your own body. I heard all this shit on, oh God, and Twitter. Twitter, of course, was just insane. I watched, quote-unquote, watched the presidential election on Google and Twitter. You know, and all these stupid whores in my Twitter stream were all coming on there going, oh, my uterus is safe now because Obama got reelected. Yeah, and what I love is women always talk about how men think with their dicks. All right, maybe we think with our dicks, but at least we don't vote with them. Except for that small percentage of people who actually thought that Sarah Palin was attractive, which was really fucking scary. That really scary. Sarah Palin is not attractive. Sorry, I Randy, I sidetracked. I started thinking about Sarah Palin and my brain went empty. What was I? Okay. Yes, your uterus. Yes, women voting with their uteruses. I mean, what could be more pathetic than sitting here going, well, you know, this guy's bailed out corporations. He signed the Indefinite Detention Act. He has continued the war on drugs. He has raided medical marijuana dispensaries in Colorado. He has not done anything to actually help forward homosexual marriage. And, of course, he murders people in foreign countries with flying robots. And he signed a bill. Oh, indefinite detention, did I mention that? Yeah. And he also signed the health care bill, which forces people to buy health insurance, a product from multi-billion dollar corporations, which was essentially a bailout of the health insurance industry. And it does not actually provide health care for anybody. It simply makes people buy a product. It's kind of like solving homelessness by forcing everybody to buy a house. He did all of those things. But you know what? As long as he gives me permission to have an abortion in my uterus anytime I want to, I'm going to fucking put all that aside and I'm going to support him and vote for him. That is the mentality of well over half of the female population of this country. The idea that you're going to support a murdering fucking sociopath who fucking bends over backwards and takes it up the ass for the corporations just because of your uterus. Because you think you need his permission to do something with your uterus. If that is not slave mentality, I don't know what is. All right, so using numbers gleaned from the U.S. Census Bureau, there are 314,744,803 people in the United States of America, more or less right now, according to their best guess estimates. Now, of course, numbers on these vary, which is interesting because, of course, democracy is so wonderful. Yet I looked at two different sources for information on the election we just went through, and both of them had different numbers, which is fascinating. Because so if there was, in fact, no voting fraud, if voting is such a great system that works so well, how is it different sources can have different numbers for how many people voted? Just, you know, for those of you who think that democracy works and that voting is a good thing and that your vote counts, just think about that for a minute, okay? Now, according to Wikipedia, here are the numbers that came up. Number of people who voted for the Messiah, 61,772,396. Number of morons who voted for Mitzi, 58,548,457. That means that the Messiah was elected by 19.63% of the population. That's your democracy. That is not a majority. That is not a mandate. That is nothing. And as I've said before, what if there was an election and nobody showed up? How can this fucking cocksucker stand here and act like anybody gives a shit about his existence when 19.63% of the United States was able to get up off their ass and check a little box next to his name? By the way, I used my ballot the election morning. I used my mail-in ballot to wipe my ass after I took my morning shit. The picture is on the Cynical Libertarian Society Facebook page, and it was in my Twitter stream. And if you look at that picture and you go, well, no, it's just some chocolate cake batter. No, 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 no. That is genuine shit right out of my ass. That's what I think of your fucking democracy, and that's what I think of your fucking state, and that's what I think of your fucking vote. And that's what the state thinks of your fucking vote, because as I've said before, it doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes. Meanwhile, Mitzi, the loser, got 18.60% of the people in this country wanted that cocksucker to be their messiah. Put that all together, you have 38.23% of the population of the United States actively got off their ass, went out in this election, and said, I want one of these two fuckwads to be my slave master. I want one of these two fuckwads to be the person who murders people in the drug war. I want one of these two fuckwads to be the person who can tell me whether I can or can't have an abortion, or whether I can or can't get married. I want one of these two fuckwads to be the person who leads the agency that raids and kills people for having marijuana. I want one of these two fuckwads to be the person who murders people in foreign countries with flying robots. 38.23% of you out there are proud to be slaves. You're proud of the fact that you're too fucking stupid to know how to run your own life, how to make your own choices, how that you can't tell right from wrong and good from bad without the government fucking telling you what it is. 38.23% of you out there, do not fucking misunderstand what I'm about to say to you, because I mean this in all seriousness. 38.23% of you out there should be dead, because if you were dead, we would have freedom, because the rest of us didn't participate in this little fucking game. The rest of us don't give a fuck about the goddamn state. Okay, 38% of you are fucking the rest of us over. That's your fucking democracy. That's your fucking state. And when I sit here and I talk about how much I hate statists, this is why. 38% of you, 38.23% of you people in the United States should be cleaning toilets right along with Hussein Obama and the Mitzi. Let's talk about why did Hussein Obama win this election. I could go through all these reasons that are being thrown. You know, I mean, everybody's, well, he cares more about women, blah, blah. Actually, we'll get to some of that when I read the stuff from the newspaper. Let's just cut to the chase. Obama won this election because he is the best thing the military-industrial complex and the corporations have had in a long time. This is a man who, as president of the United States, has murdered thousands and thousands of people with flying robots, some of them American citizens. This is a man who has continued the bailouts of the banks and the automobile corporations started by W. Bush. This is a man who, when it was time to withdraw the troops from Iraq, an agreement made by W. Bush. Obama, and most of you don't know this because the news didn't really report this very much, Obama tried to keep more troops in that country, and the Iraqis told him to fuck off and die. This is a man who has American soldiers in Afghanistan guarding poppy fields. This is a man who signed the indefinite detention bill. This is a man who has continued and escalated the war on drugs. This is a man who signed healthcare reform, which forces you to buy a service and product from a privately owned corporation. This is a man who has run up the deficit, who has continued to borrow money, and again, as always, he didn't do all this by himself. Congress and all the bureaucrats, everybody helped. Everybody in the state helped. Obama did not do this by himself, okay? But he is the figurehead. He is the person that when people look at the state, they think that he is the king. That's why I say the president of the United States is king. Everybody looks at him. If W. Bush or McCain or Mitzi had done the things or did do the things Obama has done, liberals would be out on the streets protesting. There'd be anti-war protesters like there were in the W. Bush days. You know, I mean, what happened to Occupy Wall Street? They're like practically dead. I mean, I haven't heard anything from them in ages because the Democrat Party took over them. All right, where's the media on all this? W. Bush would fart and the media would report it for the next 3 months. All of the shit, all of these things have been happening with Hussein Obama as the president. And liberals just love him. The war protesters are gone. You know, the media just sucks his balls. The military-industrial complex and the corporations look at this guy, and he is their man. He can do no wrong. He bails out the corporations. People love him. He makes war. He drops bombs. He kills people. People love him. He raids medical marijuana dispensaries. People love him. TSA agents touch 8-year-old boys' penises at airports. You people love him. He's the greatest thing the military-industrial complex and the corporations have ever fucking had. Like, ever. I mean, he is the biggest fucking tool of the state that has ever existed. There is no way in hell Mitzi was going to win this election, because if Mitzi would have won this election, starting on January the whatever, after he swore in, the protesters would have been out. Newspapers would have been publishing figures about how many people have been killed in Afghanistan again. I mean, how long is it since you've heard anything about how many people in Afghanistan have been killed in the war? It's like there's a total fucking blackout because we dare not say anything. That'll make the Messiah look bad. Obama won this election because he is the best tool the military-industrial corporate complex has ever fucking had in the White House. And believe you me, if he could run for a third term, he would win. Because if the corporations could find a way to make this cocksucker president for life, they'd do it. Because he can, in the eyes of the American public and the eyes of the media, which controls what so many of you think, this cocksucker can do no wrong. No matter how many babies he kills, no matter how many American civilians he kills, no matter how many bailouts he does, no matter what laws he signs, he can do no wrong. The corporations love him. The military-industrial complex loves him. That is why he is the president of the United States for another 4 years. It's not because of voter fraud. It's not because of Ron Paul. It's because the elections don't matter. As I said previously, the person who is going to be president of the United States is decided by the CIA. It's decided by the military-industrial complex. It's decided by the corporations. It's decided before the election is ever held. And then the election results are finagled the way they need to be in order to make sure that person wins. Okay? Your fucking vote doesn't fucking matter. I've said that till I'm blue in the face. And I wanted to say it much longer because election season will pass and the holy day is over with now. And we can sort of move on a little bit and I can talk about other stuff. So now, how are we on time? Yeah, we suck, of course, because I spent too much time talking about other stuff. Hey, what else is new? The Rocky Mountain Collegian. It's the newspaper for Colorado State University. I love this because it always gives me a glimpse into the brains of the medicated generation. I use the term brain loosely because most people under 30 don't have a brain. This is their edition of the newspaper that came out the day after the election. I am going to read some highlighted bits from assorted articles so as to help illustrate, for those of you who don't have a lot of contact with college kids, to help illustrate just how stupid these people are. You know, and I hear other libertarian and anarchist-oriented podcast talking about, you know, the future generations and how the younger people are getting it and how they're more interested in freedom. And when I hear this shit, I have to wonder what the fuck these people are smoking, because I know a lot of college students and they have no interest in freedom. They have no interest in liberty. They are totally down with being slaves. They absolutely love having the government make their decisions for them and tell them right from wrong and control their lives. This whole idea that this upcoming generation is interested in freedom. I mean, if you believe that, I want you to give me some evidence. People, well, what about the Young Americans for Liberty? They're a bunch of fucking Republicans, okay? They don't give a fuck about liberty. Just because they say Young Americans for Liberty, they don't know what liberty, wouldn't have liberty be shoved it up their ass. All right, I'm digressing. I'm not going to get this done because I'm fucking... All right, let's get to this. Rocky Mountain Collegian. Round two for Obama. Tonight... Oh, here's what Obama says. Tonight, you voted for action, not politics as usual. Unquote, Obama said Tuesday night during his victory speech in Chicago. Quote, you elected us to focus on your jobs, not ours. Unquote. I'm glad that the Messiah knows why other people voted for him. But this whole day, yes, you elected me to focus on your job. Why? And again, this made the news. This is the quote from Obama that made the newspaper. This is the first quote in the Rocky Mountain Collegian for that day from Obama, the very first one, because these people actually believe that Obama is going to somehow focus on their jobs, that he can focus on their jobs, that he's going to do something for these college kids about their jobs. That's why unemployment for college graduates is lower than any other group, because Obama's doing so much to focus on their jobs. I go back to reading. Daley Watson left her family and job in Seattle 5 days ago to campaign for President Obama in Colorado, where she attended law school. Washington is a solidly Democrat state, and she said she believes it did not make sense to stay there. Right, so here we have this bit. What? Oh, never mind. You know, here we have this bitch coming to Colorado from another state to pimp for Obama. I love, because, oh, there's the democracy. But now, if somebody from another state had donated money to the Mitzi campaign in Colorado, the media would go crazy. But when people come here from another state to campaign for Obama, just saying, there's a little bit of media bias. That's all I'm saying. And, of course, all the media all the time is biased towards the state, even Fox News. I mean, Fox News is as fucking statist as you can get. Let's get all the brown people out. Let's close down all the abortion clinics. Let's kill everybody who's not a Christian. I mean, you don't get much fucking stater than you don't get much stater than that. Stater, that's a new word. Randy, we need to put that in dictionary, stater. It doesn't get much stater than that. It doesn't get much more status than that. I know, I've been slacking off in the dictionary. Well, you know, if you would help once in a while, instead of just standing there and like looking cute. All right, back to the newspaper. Quote, with this choice, our nation will suffer immensely, and we're going to become a socialist nation, and that's just scary, unquote, said Sonia Marchester, a volunteer for the Romney campaign. Sonia, I have bad news for you. We are already a socialist country. We are not going to become a socialist country. We are a socialist country. This is the future of America. Okay, the future of America. Here we go. Now, here's a big infographic thingy about how did CSU vote. Now, there's some great shit here. First of all, I didn't even notice this the first time, but I'm looking at this now. It's got votes broken down by college and by gender. And not surprisingly, according to this, 69% of, this is supposed to be people who go to CSU, how they voted. CSU students, the medicated generation, the intelligentsia elite future of the United States, okay? 69% of the women voted for Obama. Oh, there's a shock. 69. Get it? All right, but get this. Up here at the top, margin of error, 5% overall. So we're publishing something with a 5% margin of error. Okay, 10% margin of error for liberal arts and undergrads. There's a 15% margin of error for the College of Business, Applied Human Sciences, Natural Sciences, Engineering, and the College of Natural Resources. There's a 20% margin of error for undeclared and graduate students. And there is a 25% margin of error for the College of Agriculture and College of Veterinary Medicine. Really, you are publishing information that has a 25% margin of error. I mean, this is virtually useless. Other than for me to make fun of. And how can you have information with a 25% margin of error? I mean, how stringent can your data collection methods be if you have a 25% margin of error? And so now what's interesting, it has breakdown by college. For example, 64% of natural science majors voted for Obama, 30% for Romney, 6% for other, whatever other may be. But of course, that is a huge margin of error. So it's not really very useful. But it is entertaining, and here's what's entertaining about it. Excuse me, my voice is dying. Here's what's entertaining. Liberal arts, applied human sciences, natural resources, natural sciences, agriculture, and engineering. All of those colleges, people voted for other, whatever other is. From 2% to 8%. In the College of Business and the College of Vet Med and Biomedical Sciences, according to this infographic, which has a 25% margin of error, nobody voted for other. Everybody voted either Mitzi or Messiah. So if this is accurate, which by their own admission it isn't, nobody in the business college or in the vet college or in the biomedical college was smart enough to vote third party. They're all mainstream statist slaves. Business and biomedical science, mainstream slaves. Is anybody surprised? All right, that's enough making fun of that. Let's see. Ah, here's a nice little chunk. Last night was also a good night for the proponents of same-sex marriage, with the states of Maine, Maryland, and Washington approving measures to legalize gay marriage. Ah, yes, three more states are going to allow their slaves to ask for permission to get married. Oh, it's so wonderful. Three more plantations are going to allow their slaves to ask permission to get married. A great blow has been struck for freedom. But wait, why isn't homosexual marriage legal on a national level yet? Why, hasn't Hussein Obama been president for 4 whole years? What the fuck has he been doing that time? Oh yeah, that's right, he's been killing people in foreign countries with flying robots. Which is obviously much more important than giving your slaves permission to ask for permission to get married. Now this one is great. This one is entitled Election Night in Denver Through the Eyes of Student Republicans. The subtitle is Students Face Presidential Candidate Mitt Romney's Defeat. Now, from that headline, you would think that this article, unlike every other article in the newspaper, is going to be about the Republican perspective. You would be wrong. And that was cell phone interference in the recording process. So we have this article here, which you would think is going to be about the Republican point of view on the election, and it starts off with quotes from Obama supporters, because Obama supporters are so needy and helpless and self-centered that they, who run this newspaper, cannot even write one article exclusively about the Republicans, and the Republicans lost. I mean, if I was an Obama supporter, it would be really easy for me to write a really long article for the newspaper all about the Republicans losing. And I wouldn't need to put anything in there at all about Obama. Quote, "Re-electing Obama means we can continue on the path we started 4 years ago," unquote, says Kara English, a junior political science major who invited 40 friends to a watch party at the Rams Village apartment Tuesday night. Oh, Kara, the path we started 4 years ago. I like this "we" shit. Okay, now remember, this is an article about the Republicans losing. It's hilarious. All right, then. Christina Zamora, a CSU journalism major and Obama supporter, said Kristen Zamora, CSU journalism major. So the first stupid bitch up here was a political science major, communist as hell, and this moron is a journalism major, which is, of course, the biggest joke in the planet. Said he chose Obama because he believes Obama was more supportive of women and the GLBTQ community than his opponent. Quote, "Republicans cannot expect Obama to fix everything in 4 years. He needs 4 more years to correct the problems." Unquote, he said. Quote, "Not Romney, not reverse." Unquote. I'm not sure at what "not Romney, not reverse" means. But anyhow, yes, 4 years was not enough. He needs 4 more years. My question to Kristen and all the other fuckers like him is, 4 years from now, when everything is still fucked up, what's their excuse going to be then? Does the Messiah need 4 more years? How many 4 more years does it take? I mean, how many years do you need to stop killing people in foreign countries with flying robots? How many years do you need to stop taking money from people in the form of taxes and bailing out corporations? How many years do you need to not sign the indefinite detention bill? How many years do you need to stop putting people in prison where they get raped by other people for having marijuana? How many years does it take to do that sort of stuff? How many years does it take? Apparently more than 4. Quote, "Obama's re-election shows his leadership," according to Stephanie Sandhu, a medical student at the University of Colorado who plans to study for a test she has on Friday night after leaving the event. She said Obama's win has great significance for the healthcare industry, and that because the Affordable Care Act will be upheld, students and those with disabilities will receive the care they deserve. I don't think you're going to get the care you deserve, because the care you deserve is none. Matt Darrington, a CU student, breathed a sigh of relief. Once Ohio and its 18 electoral votes swung Democrat, he, like many other attendees of the watch party, planned to keep partying and drinking throughout the night. Ah, the future of America. We're going to party. Okay, quote, "We've got to celebrate," unquote, Darrington said. Quote, "It means 4 more years for a president fighting for who I am and saying who I am is okay. It's 4 more years of job creation." It's 4 more years of economic policy that adds up and makes sense. It's 4 more years of a country on the right track, unquote. Now, this may be the stupidest cocksucker in the newspaper yet. So he needs Obama to fight for who he is. Darrington needs Obama to say that who he, Darrington, is okay. Darrington is so fucking insecure that he needs the President of the United States to tell him that it's okay for him to be himself. This is the medicated generation. This is the future of America. This is what I'm talking about when I say that when I hear stupid motherfuckers in the liberty movement saying, oh, the young kids today, they're really into liberty. We have a great future. I look at you and I wonder, what the fuck are you talking about? These kids are morons. These kids cannot even be themselves, quote unquote, air quotes around that be yourself shit. These kids cannot even exist in their day-to-day existence and go about their lives and do the things they want to do unless they feel like the president of the United States is fighting for who they are and saying it's okay. I mean, these are the most insecure fucking pussy motherfuckers on the planet Earth. And then there's 4 more years of job creation. Let's see how you do when you get out of college and you have to get a job. Get back to me on that. 4 more years of economic policy that adds up and makes sense. Really, bailing out multi-billion dollar corporations and bailing out the banks, that makes total fucking sense. Borrowing money from China makes total fucking sense. Yes, of course. 4 more years of a country on the right track, murdering people for having marijuana, putting them in prison where they get raped, touching 8-year-old boys in the airport, indefinite detention, murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots is the right track, according to Matt Darrington, a CU student. Fuck. We are fucked. We, the fucking people of this country who believe in freedom, those of us who are not in the 38% who are fucking hardcore statists who went out and voted in this election, we are fucked. Meanwhile, in Ram Talk, an important piece of wisdom, for the record, have you voted yet, is not a good pickup line. No, but if the person says, I have voted, that does tell you that this person is a gullible statist. So that might make it easier to get laid. All right. That's me rustling the newspaper and making lots of noise. I like doing that sometimes. It's like special effects, you know, it's like background noise. It's flavor. What? I can digress. Randy, I'm on the home stretch. We're going to get this in. We're going to do this. We are on the home stretch. One last article to read from. This is Obama's wind. Obama broke wind. No, just kidding. Well, he probably did, but it's not in the newspaper. Obama's... Hold on. Okay. Yes, I better focus before my voice dies and I can't talk anymore, which would be a blessing for many out there listening, we know. All right. Obama's win, mixed responses in resident halls. That's actually the headline in a newspaper written by college students, The Future of America. Obama's win, mixed response in residence halls. That is not a fucking sentence. That's not even a phrase. Here we go. Guide is an organization. It stands for Gaining Understanding Through Involvement, Diversity, and Education, also known as brainwashing. Guide also hosted a watch party in Brandon Hall. Quote, this election is a really pivotal one just because both of the candidates are so opposite, and it's something that has created a lot of tension, unquote, Byron said. Quote, this was just a way for us to provide an inclusive community for students to celebrate the election and celebrate their right to vote, unquote. Okay, first of all, these candidates are not in opposition to each other. Okay, one of them says that you can get an abortion and get married if you're homosexual if you have permission from the state. The other one says you can't do either of those things because the state said so. Other than that, there is virtually no difference between these fuckwads. And then, of course, to celebrate the election and celebrate the right to vote. So let's celebrate our slavery. Now, blah, 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 this is great. Quote, in Russia, this is some chick from Russia talking. Quote, in Russia, it's looked down on for women to pursue high-paying jobs like being a lawyer, which is what I want to do. It's important to me that Obama really supports a woman's right to education and equality and minority rights in general. He understands what it's like to work hard and really climb to the top, unquote. Ha ha ha! Obama understands what it's like to work hard. He was a fucking community organizer, which is a code phrase for unemployed lawyer. Oh my God. Okay, and if he cares so much about minority rights, why is it still illegal for homosexuals to get married? Oh yeah, because he doesn't give a shit. Okay. And by the way, are you telling me that he hasn't killed any minorities with flying robots? Are you telling me that the people he has murdered in the drug war, none of those people were minorities? Or did they just, or were they just the minorities that didn't have rights? Anyway, quote, "I'm pretty pumped over the results," unquote, said junior history major Jesse Hall, quote, "especially since this is my first presidential election," unquote. Hall voted for President Obama and said that he supported the president for not only his social policies, such as women's rights, but also for his economic ones. Quote, "We need to focus on small business, using our domestic oil, and increasing exports," unquote, he said. Quote, this, and here, who's this? Who's, okay, it's in there. Quote, "His first term didn't go as well as expected," unquote, said Nigel Miles, a junior JTC major who also voted for the president. Quote, "I hope that he has more freedom and takes more risk since it's his second term and he can't be reelected," unquote. No, but he can be shot if he doesn't do what the CIA, the NSA, the military industrial complex, and the corporations want him to do. Obama is going to continue to be a tool. Welcome to reality. Quote, "Anyone who can help the U.S. gets my vote," unquote, said sophomore business major Nicholas Personet. Personet hopes that the president will change his approach to fixing the economy, hopefully even borrowing aspects from Romney's plan, which Personet felt was better of the two. Quote, "He needs to cut the debt because it's only getting worse," unquote. Oh my God. Okay, how many times have I said the president of the United States cannot fix the economy? I know, we're almost out of time. All right, quote, quote, "We need to take charge of how China's trading with other countries," unquote, Clam said. Quote, "We need to stop borrowing from China because they're extremely powerful and we're not paying them back. If someone borrowed a lot of money from me, I'd expect to get it back," unquote. Listen to this. "We need to take charge of how China's trading with other countries." A person who voted for Obama thinks that the government of the United States needs to tell China how it can trade with other countries that are not the United States of America. This is a fucking liberal Democrat. This is the state. This is the pure fucking stupidity and insanity of the medicated generation. Yes, we should tell China that they can't trade with other countries because they're too powerful. Yeah, that's really gonna fucking work. My fucking God, how stupid can you goddamn people be? You can be really fucking stupid. You have years, and you have 12 years of public education, and years of college, and this is the fucking result? Quote, "My faith in America has been restored," unquote, says Liz Arnetto, a junior liberal arts major. Quote, "I literally cried about 10 different times today out of anxiety over it. He knows how to rise above difficult situations, and he really knows what moving forward really means." Ah, yes. Obama knows what moving forward means. Moving forward means killing people in foreign countries with flying robots. Moving forward means bailing out corporations. Moving forward means indefinite detention. Moving forward means drones over the United States of America spying on people. Moving forward means putting black people in prison where they get raped because they had marijuana. Ah yes, we're moving forward. And apparently, moving forward means telling China what other countries they can and cannot trade with. Ah yes, the sweet smell of democracy. Wait, is that democracy? Or is that just the ballot that I used to wipe my ass?